everyone, and welcome to Empower Hour. I am your host, Tracy Ullman, and along with me is my co-host, Denise Pavernick.
Hey.
Hey, and together we help you reclaim and restore your own personal power. And if you'd like to visit me in person, you can do so at Soulscapes Reiki Healing, located at 721 East Lancaster Avenue, Downingtown, or Pennsylvania, or my website at www.soulscapedesign.com. And if you'd like to visit my delightful inner strength trainer, Denise, you can visit her at
innerstrengthfitnessnutrition.com, or you can give me a call at 610-425-0105.
And today's topic is about how to heal from the heart, from betrayal. And folks, if you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 610-701-WCHE. We will take some callers today, 610-701-9243. So today's topic is heal the heart from betrayal. And all of us at some point on some level will get betrayed because we allow ourselves to love. And the only betrayals that inflict damage are the ones where an intimate bond has been torn. Love makes you merge with another person, able to feel their emotions as keenly as you feel your own. So if you've experienced any such bonding with a person, maybe a career or, employment, you know that it is a kind of bond that if it is ripped apart, it's as if you've lost half of yourself. And, you know, for me personally, this has occurred in my personal life. It's also occurred in my business and some of my employment jobs that I've had. And since I'm a very sensitive and empathic person towards others, my feelings of betrayal turn into an emotional battleground at times. I mean, I can get very emotional if I feel betrayed and have my feelings hurt. And today, here on the line, we have licensed psychotherapist and wellness professional, Michelle Pava. Michelle, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you. This is a great topic. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on. And, I just want to give our listeners, can you just give us a little bit of your background? Like I said, you're mm-hmm. a psychotherapist and a wellness mm-hmm. professional with over 25 years of experience. And I was looking at your outreach. You have a lot going on. Can you fill us in?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's a passion of mine. And I really started out in writing and in media work and journalism, broadcast, and I love getting the message out about healing people and helping people to empower themselves. Then I started working in it myself because I wanted to experience it firsthand. Now, with that, I went through my own trials and tribulations, and when you go through things yourself, I think it makes you very aware of how to help people in a different way. And I think a lot of people who have been in situations in healing, perhaps yourself and Denise, who have been through trials and tribulations, I think it makes us more in tune to our clients and better able to serve them. Now, for me personally, I have really loved working with how the mind and the body connect, and not in a yogic way, because we hear that a lot in yoga, although I am a yoga therapist, but truly how our stress resides in our body. And it can come in the way of GI issues. It can come in the way of pelvic floor dysfunction, headaches. Just there's so many ways that stress resides in the body. And that is where I truly just love delving into that. And a lot of my clients have had sexual or emotional abuse and are very also much entrepreneurs. So these are people who are very powered in many ways, but there's still blocks. So, you know, working with someone to work through their trauma helps me to kind of exchange that energy. We're turning that energy into something that's very healing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I do for a living. And what mm-hmm. about you, Denise? How do you empower with what Michelle is speaking about?
The focus that I normally take with my clients is making sure that they are whole. Because when you're whole in yourself, no one can come and take away anything from you or bring to you what you don't already have. So the focus that I work on is really finding the issue of, you know, when there is a heartbreak or betrayal, or, you know, whether it's career or whatever, however it comes, to see what was the issue underneath it that made them feel less than or unworthy to begin with.
Yeah, Michelle, thank you. Michelle, can you, what is a yoga therapist?
Yoga therapy is taking yoga and meshing it with the medical world. So for instance, first of all, let me just say as a blanket statement that I believe that all yoga is yoga therapy in some way.
Yeah,
so I think
yeah.
that yoga is definitely a therapy. However, it is a facet of what is called yoga, and what people see as yoga in the Western world, is the asanas, the postures, going to a yoga class, not necessarily always living a yoga lifestyle. So it's very compartmentalized, and it's still very, very good. So I think that's all very positive. So none of that is meant to be negative in any way. So I think everyone should, if they love yoga, do it and enjoy it. Yoga therapy is actually working with someone who is in an emotional or a physical place, using yoga as one of the modalities. So for instance, if you are working with a child with autism, you're not actually going to put them through a yoga class, even though that is therapeutic. You're going to actually just use some of the postures in yoga to help them to express themselves, as an example.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know, it's very interesting. I didn't know mm-hmm. that there was a yoga therapy out there, but I understand mm-hmm. the concept of it. It's just, mm-hmm. it's more than just a class. So today's topic, Michelle is here to mm-hmm. discuss with us, is how to heal the heart from betrayal. And like I said in my opening, that all of us at some point on some level, we get betrayed. And I would just like to get your girl, you know, Denise and Michelle, the both of you, how just think about this question, and listeners out there, how do we not dwell obsessively on how we were betrayed or wrong? Because that, to me, is what causes the stress and how we lose power, feeling mm-hmm. the self-righteous pain. So how do we not dwell obsessively on how we were wronged?
Well, if I may speak, one of the things that I definitely tell my clients is that the betrayal itself is usually very short-lived. So it might be a couple of seconds or a couple of weeks. Betrayals, whether they're romantic or a mistake, sometimes people betray by mistake. It depends on two different things for me. Number one, the time period. So I look at someone who has even had a rape or another issue that's very severe and say, when you look at the scheme of your entire life, yes, there was a betrayal and even an assault upon you, but look at all of the positive in your life. There's so much more. So getting a clear focus, because in the emotion of betrayal, it seems like that's all there is. But when you see the bigger picture and you see all the love and healing and positivity around it, you can create something positive from it. And the other concept that I like to add in there is people need to own that there's sometimes a part that they play in betrayal. So something that Denise said that really resonated was sometimes we are not whole, and when we're not whole, that's maybe where the betrayal is actually coming from. Sometimes we pick people that will betray us on a subconscious level so that we learn the lesson to either become stronger, to become more whole, to have a different level of finding healing and forgiving.
Yeah,
because if we don't practice it, how do we learn it?
Michelle, what you said, for a lot of people, that would be a really radical thought there, which I totally mm-hmm. agree with you, to actually think that someone has a hand in their own betrayal. But there's mm-hmm. a lot that has to go on in allowing things to happen in order for mm-hmm. a betrayal to happen.
Yeah,
right.
You know, because betrayal, you know, for me, it's a breach of trust. You know, what you mm-hmm. counted on to be true is actually false. And mm-hmm. sometimes when that happens, you think to yourself, boy, exactly what you're talking about is what did I do to deserve this? You know, I thought mm-hmm. my life was going well, and then this betrayal or a trauma happens, and you say to yourself, well, what did I do to deserve this? And what I see in my practice is then people obsess about that.
And the obsession is often because, and this is another hard pill for people to swallow, sometimes we have gone through our whole lives being actually sad about a situation. For instance, a lot of children that I see now will tell me, you know, my parents are divorcing or this or that is happening. What did I do to deserve this? And they hold that pain. Now, they might keep that pain if they don't work on it and heal, self-heal, their entire lives, and then they'll have another situation that'll trigger that very same childlike pain.
Absolutely.
Over and over again.
If you don't learn the lesson, it continues to repeat and it continues to grow.
I'm living proof of that. I mean,
yeah.
my parents got a divorce when I was 6 years old, and I said that my whole life. I just said, you know, what could I've been better? What could I have done? You know, why did my father leave us? And what hurt me the most is that he left us, divorced my mom, and then he got remarried right away. So then it made me look like my mom, like, what did you do wrong? You know, why did he replace you? And my whole life, you know, you drink at it, you mm-hmm. eat at it, you shop at it, and it's taken me now this, you know, quite some time, but to come in my own and alleviate that. I think this is probably why I was attracted to this topic. So I'm really, for me, this is a good topic for me to grow and learn as well.
That's why I was attracted to the whole career. Do this professionally. I think we all, and a lot of times people don't want to own it that they've had. You know, I brought up rape because I was actually raped, so I can forgive and I can move on and I could turn it into something positive and empowering. And so when I had that at a very young age, it was painful, and I would never want someone to go through it. And you know, to have an operation after it. And I know what I'm saying sounds really radical, but you can get through anything. So even if you're a child, and I see people that have been children that have been abused, neglected, as adults, and I see children that are in it. And there's always something that you can glean from it. There's always something on the other side, because I do believe that whenever there's dark, there's light. I'm a very big proponent of the energy of the universe, and it doesn't mean I'm riding a unicorn and sprinkling fairy dust. It means that I understand that we're all energy, and energy doesn't die, it changes form. So if we have negativity and trauma that becomes a negative energy, we can change that form into something very positive. So that is where I love to work with people and to see that, where they actually can ignite that switch and create that. But of course, you know, the average person who's sitting right now listening and her husband has just cheated on her, or a peer has just betrayed her, is not thinking about that. They're thinking, how can I get through this in the moment? Because they're in trauma.
You know what I think a good starting point would be in, mm-hmm. in this topic is to really discuss of how we unknowingly bring this into our lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, I personally believe, and I've been through it, and I was actually just talking to a client about this, that we sometimes will create a situation that we know subconsciously mm-hmm. is going to hurt us or fail. Maybe a high-risk lifestyle. I see this a lot with teenagers that are really pushing it. You know, they want that high risk. They want, what they're really looking for is attention or a boundary. So what they do is they put themselves in situations where they, in turn, are betraying their parents by having bad grades or getting into drugs or alcohol or whatever it is. When that happens, that's actually them saying, please look at me. Please, like, what do I have to do to get your attention? Now, a lot of times parents, especially if you're listening and you're really working with your child and you're saying, well, that's not true, I'm doing everything I can, then change it. If you're going to a great therapist but nothing's working, change therapists. You know, you have to figure out what that magic nuance is that will create change, because it's not the same for everyone, and under betrayal is usually something else, and we do play our part in it. For instance, if you're a woman and you suspect that your husband is cheating, well, that might actually be coming from a vulnerability or an insecurity on your part. So if you're feeling, like a lot of women I hear, is they'll say, I'm so heavy, I don't want my husband to see me, I don't have as much desire because I don't feel pretty, I don't look like a model. So they start withholding intimacy. Well, that withholding of intimacy to him is rejection. So that cycle keeps going and going, and maybe 10 years later, he cheats on her once, and he might really regret it, but she just sees it as, he cheated on me, he betrayed me.
So it's almost that self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, and she doesn't see that what she has done is betrayed him in a different way for many years by just not loving herself enough to love back.
And, you know, Michelle, do you find in your practice, I see this a lot in mine, mm-hmm. that regardless of how the issue comes, what it is that people are working through, it all comes down to self-worth, knowing yourself.
Definitely.
And knowing how wonderful you are.
Definitely. I see people that sometimes believe the negativity that has been told to them, and
sure.
they have been, you know, abused verbally. I also see people who technically had an okay life, upbringing, I should say, but they didn't get a lot of attention, so they don't understand what it is to be hugged. Or, you know, they weren't abused, but they weren't actually nourished either.
Right.
And nourishment is so important. So sometimes these people are walking around, and I like to think of when I look at people, you know, when someone comes to my office, or I'm just seeing people anywhere, it doesn't have to be in my office, wherever, I look at people, I'm looking at their shell, and their shell is telling me what's happening on the inside, mm-hmm. but it's also telling me, I'm trying to look beyond the shell and look at how they're behaving and how they're breathing and what is it that's capturing their eye? What are they, you know, on social networking, what are they posting? Are they posting negativity or positivity? Where is their energy going? And that can tell you a lot about how they're navigating their whole life. And
absolutely.
It's sad and scary, but it can be empowering because only in your worst place can you make that pivotal transformation sometimes. So I look at people when they're in that place, and I'm like, okay, they're going to get an aha moment hopefully soon, and they're going to see things differently. So
Michelle, I don't. Mm-hmm. Do we need to go to break?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to, Michelle, stay on the line. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this.
Okay, great.
Need an agile tractor with advanced features to tackle your tough jobs? Check out Kubota's all-new M6060 or M7060 utility tractors. Loaded with technology, they'll get your toughest jobs done with ease. Now, during Kubota's More Power to You event, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
Radio PA's Ask the Governor program brings you extended Q&As with Governor Tom Wolf, and you have a chance to be part of the show every month. Have a question or comment about taxes, government spending, or any other topic that impacts your life? Well, send your questions and comments to Governor Wolf anytime by visiting pamatters.com and clicking the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. We'll present your questions to Governor Wolf during every show. John in Mount Lebanon wrote in, when are the politicians going to Hanover Township for our next question? And Phil writes in, will people buying food with Wilkes-Barre is our next stop. Anthony, the award-winning Ask the Governor program from Radio Pennsylvania, now featuring Governor Tom Wolf. Visit pamatters.com to have your voice heard and to view video clips from all our Ask the Governor tapings. Ask the Governor is a production of Radio PA, Top Flight Media, and pamatters.com.
This is Governor Tom Wolf. I'm ready to answer your questions, so stop by pamatters.com today.
And we're back, and we're talking today about how to heal the heart from betrayal. And we have psychotherapist on the line with us, Michelle Pava. And we were just, you know, talking about what makes betrayal so hurtful and the boundaries. And, you know, the hurt is caused also, too, Michelle, would you agree, by an influx of negative stress? You know, how did that negative stress come into your life? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, our belief system and And like we were talking about, is we, you know, in some way, shape, or form, we do create it in some way. And I just want to talk about, during the break, Denise and I were talking about, you know, assuming it's not my responsibility to heal, or thinking that if I heal from this betrayal that they, you know, that they could possibly win. So what in your professionalism, when somebody is betrayed and they don't want to move on and get on past it, how can we help them? Because I see this in my practice where they'll go good for a couple of weeks. You know, they're doing energy work. I'm doing Reiki, and, you know, I'm doing empowerment coaching, and we're doing spiritual advising. And then all of a sudden, you know, I think things are going good. And then they'll say, well, can we do an angel reading? And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, I want to know what I should do. And I'm just like, we need to find ways to move on. And a lot of them, sometimes I tell them, talk to your women friends, you know, talk about it, get it off your chest. You know, women are great healers. I was actually going to do a show about, like, you know, no offense to any males in the, but sometimes you think, you know, all I need is my good women tribe, and you know, what do I need a man for? But we do need our men, you know, no joke. And I'm sure my husband is listening, but we certainly do need you. But at times when we get so wounded deeply, we have a trouble moving on. So I do tell them to, you know, speak with their female friends. So what is that thinking that if I heal, or that they don't want to let go and move on? They're holding on to.
A lot of times it's self-sabotage, because what happens is it's scary to heal, because once you heal, then you're open to love again. If it's a love, if it's work, you're open to succeed again. And it hurts to fall. It hurts to fail. It hurts to be betrayed. So sometimes the comfort, it's almost nurturing the pain and anger, can, because in that moment, when you're nurturing your pain and anger, others are probably helping you as well. So it's very scary to heal for many people. And I'm reflecting upon this because of trauma. Trauma patients, or clients, I should say, will have a hard time getting past a certain level, because to be loved again, say it was sexual abuse as a child, to be loved again, to be touched again lovingly, is very scary, because what if that touch becomes not love? So it's easier to close down, shut down, isolate, and become numb in your own body. So when they're saying, let's do an angel reading instead, you know, maybe an angel reading plus some work, you know, a little bit of an angel reading to satisfy that frontal lobe, and then let's get back into your energy and your subconscious, because that's where the healing really is. And when you were saying about women, that's so true. I just did research on women as healers, and the very symbolic flow, if you will, of menstruation. And women, in ancient times, always would get together around their flow and their menstruation, because that was the time that we are more sensitive and more open and receptive.
And more intuitive.
And that is when,
absolutely.
Very much, very, very intuitive. So when people say, oh, she has PMS, she's being miserable. No, she has PMS and she's seeing
she's
right through
you. She's super sensitive right now. She's really feeling the energy.
She's feeling the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's not holding back. So, and when women go through perimenopause and menopause, that's like the wisdom woman, the shamanic wisdom woman who's already been through it. So getting together with your girlfriends, trusted girlfriends, that is so empowering to do.
Go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
No,
I didn't want to cut you off.
Go ahead. It's not to negate men in any way, shape, or form.
No, right.
But I think when we're talking about, you know, calling on our female friends, it should be someone who has been through this and has already moved beyond the point of the person that they're talking to.
Yes. Yes, definitely. You don't want to, not to sound horrible, but you don't want to lower your energy. You want to be around inspiring, I call them wisdom women, you know, wisdom women. And I have friends like this, and Denise, you're one of my wisdom women.
So
when you have wisdom women around you, these are women that you can talk to and that you can glean from. And And you're sharing an energy, not seeping an energy.
Right. You see, you don't want to have the negativity. So sure. This is still, you mean, we'll beat him up. I mean, well, you want to solve a problem. We'll knock him out.
I got the body bag, right?
Right. We'll lay him out. He did what?
Yes, exactly
we will lay
it.
Him out. We will make the concoction. I mean, wasn't there a movie about that?
I'm not
Where
sure.
they poisoned the guy, the poor thing, or he got real sick? I'll think of it. It's like the Yaya Sisterhood of the Pants or something. What was that movie called? They passed the pants around. They wore pants and they passed them around. Somebody call in and I'll give you a free Reiki treatment if you can think of that with the they wore pants and they put beads on it and then they passed them to one year to another and then the movie they kind of poisoned each other's boyfriends too. It's
oh my God.
It's something about you know what I'm talking about, right? Kerman knows.
The name. I can't think of the name.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
It was. Say it. What is it?
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That is.
There you go.
Folks, listen to that. It's yes. Yeah. And Michelle, I just wanted to tell you too. You know, I will say in because I know you know you're a licensed psychotherapist. Uh-huh. I just want to let you know that I under the scope of my practice, I always suggest you know medical or psychological care mm-hmm. too. I just wanted to put that out there that I'm not you know spiritual advising and Reiki empowerment. Yes, we are coaching, but certainly if I ever feel that you know somebody needs further help, I always refer them out.
I do that as well. If I have someone who I know is someone, if they're just not in my scope in some way, or I know that there's something that, okay, you need a psychiatrist or, you know, whatever, it's that, and sometimes you get angry, but that's what you have to do, you know? I mean, because it is an energy exchange, and you need to make sure that you're putting out the right energy as well for that person.
So let's talk some steps here of healing. Mm-hmm. So the betrayal has happened, whatever the betrayal is. What are the steps that you recommend, the very first step for someone to start healing?
Yeah.
Well, first you borrow a pair of pants. No, I'm kidding. The first thing that you do, if you truly have betrayal, and it doesn't matter to what level, you have to be clear on what is the actual betrayal, because, and I'm using this example because a lot of people can relate to it, if you were cheated on, is the betrayal that person cheated on you, or is the actual story that you need to be clear with yourself, is it just a rejection issue that you're having, or is it a health issue? Are you worried about, you know, you have to be very clear on where you are in it. So you're going to have a lot of facets to your betrayal, but what is the underbelly of what is happening in your betrayal? Because that's important, because if it's sexual, you're going to get tight hips. If it's, you know, regardless of where that betrayal is on the surface, underneath it's somewhere else. So you have to be clear on that, because betrayal is different for everyone. So what one person says is betrayal, some people will say, for instance, so-and-so looks at porn. Oh, that's betraying. The other person will say, oh, I took my husband to a strip bar. That's not, you know what I mean? Like, so betrayal is different for everyone, but be clear on what the betrayal is. Also, you have to be able to tell your personal story to someone, be it the person that betrayed you, if they are truly sorry, and you want to work on things with them, even if it's a work environment, friends, therapist, Reiki, personal trainer, whoever it is that you can trust who has a really good energy, tell your personal story to, because your emotional pain to be expressed without blaming anyone, just to express your pain, is very healing with another person. In fact, when you're sharing with another person, your oxytocin levels go up and you become much more healed. You're like, it's such a healthy thing for you.
So question, Michelle, do you even ask or kind of explore, did they even set the boundaries as to what would a betrayal for them be to the person who...
I usually do that. Okay. Yeah, I usually say, did you ever talk about that? I mean, some things are very obvious. If it's a marriage where it is not an open marriage and someone was found to be, you know, texting someone for 6 months and maybe met them, that would be an obvious betrayal. But if it's an open marriage, then that's not a betrayal. You know, like, that's, so I always ask, you know, what are the actual boundaries that were expected in the relationship, and was this person aware of that?
Yeah, so, Michelle, I have an email here from somebody, and see if we can, you know, maybe give her some suggestions on how to heal. She wrote to me. She says, "Dear Tracy, although it's been more than 5 months since I discovered the affair, her husband was having an affair on her. Every day I still wake up feeling like I'm drowning in these painful emotions. I feel like I will never be normal again. No matter what I do, I can't seem to stop wondering, how am I ever going to get over this type of hurt when it was so unfair? How do you ever heal from this hurt if you never deserved it?"
Well, what I would first tell that person is the way she was speaking with the word drowning could be two different things. She feels overwhelmed in a lot of areas of her life, or she literally feels like she's a child again, embryonic. And
that's good.
And and so she may be needing to explore those two different areas, but no one ever deserves betrayal. So even if it was a mistake, you know, in a lot of work environments, there's a lot of mistakes or misunderstandings, and they're not always intentional.
Yeah, miscommunication.
So usually in a relationship, it tends to be a little bit more, if it's cheating, it's intentional. It's usually not intentional to hurt the person, though. It's usually, so what I mean is, although it is an actual, she is very hurt, unless he threw it in her face, he probably did not mean to hurt her. Now, what he did, of course, common sense says you're going to hurt the person you're married to or living with. But for her to move on, if she's waking up every day like this, that means it's on her mind when she goes to bed. So if she goes to bed thinking, you know what, tomorrow I know I'm going to wake up, it's going to be painful, but I'm going to go out of my way to do something a little different tomorrow that's going to be healing and symbolic. And doing symbolic ceremonial types of activities therapeutically goes back to ancient times, before there was licensing of therapists or anyone else. It goes back to ancient times of ceremony helps to etch a body-mind connection to healing. So if she starts to work on her own ceremony, if she has a religion, start attending more. If she is involved in a spiritual group in any way, shape, or form, get connected. It might be a good idea, if she's not seeing someone, to see someone that she resonates with. For instance, Reiki is something that a lot of people can truly get an immediate reaction from and feel very healed. That might be an option for her. The other thing is that she has to work on throwing away the anger. And when I say that, I don't mean pretending it didn't happen. It's working through it and looking at, is she nurturing the anger? Because that's giving the affair power. If she nurtures herself, it gives her power. So even though she's waking up and having these feelings, if she can then refocus that energy on her, she will have more energy, she will have a different outlook, and slowly her perceptions of the world will change, and pretty soon she'll forget that she used to wake up in the morning upset. Another thing is, does she have any guilt? A lot of times when people are hanging on like that, she may be replaying all the things that she might have done that could have triggered it. Now, I know she said that she didn't deserve it, but there's probably times where she's thinking, what did I do to deserve this? And she's thinking back. So if she's thinking back, she might be holding some guilt for something, even if it's minor, even if it's silly, that to her right now it might be really big.
And
so she needs to let go of that.
You know, when I do explorations with clients, I look for what I call the foundation thought. There's some thought within her, however far back it goes, that she's not good enough.
Yeah.
Because if you have a foundation thought or a self-worth thought that you're not good enough, you're going to be delivered over and over again different scenarios showing you just exactly that thought.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly where it goes. And also I listen to a lot of the terms and phrases that people use. So she said drowning. Drowning is, or being immersed in water, is very ritualistic for cleansing and being reborn. She could also look at it as, okay, she's reaching out right now, and she's using that term. She's already on the path of healing, and she may not realize it.
Yeah, she came to me because she was starting to hear, and she didn't know what to do with it, where people was just telling her to, you know, get over it, and, you know, and you know, dump them, and good for you, and we'll get you a new man, and she wasn't there yet. You know, she was very much in love with her husband. She has, you know, two children, and, you know, I will say, though, Reiki and healing touch and the things that I'm trained in definitely has helped her move on, where she has, you know, gone through a divorce and she's dating again. So this was an email when I got on this subject. This was I think the beginning of 2014, and I just think of her story, and I just, you know, I still have the you know, the email.
One of the things, though, that I would really, you know, I'm happy to hear that she's moved on.
She
and
has
dating
moved,
again.
Yeah, she has.
But she really needs to explore now how she feels about herself.
Yeah.
Not in any way, shape, or form in relation to anyone else. You know, can she look in the mirror in the morning and say, you know, you're awesome, you rock, you know, you're beautiful, I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, I would think that's that from. Not to give anything away, but I think that's difficult for her still to do that because of what happened in the past. I think right now where we're at is looking, having that past over your shoulder. Like, how do we trust again? I think that's where I'm going with it.
Here's the thing that I would say to you is that, you know, we have this expectation of other people to love us when we don't love ourselves. And how can we ask? How can we ask somebody to do that when we can't show them how it's done?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the concern that I would have there, that, you know, if she didn't take the time to really heal herself before jumping into another relationship, you know, it may not show up the same exact way as the last one, but if she still has that energy, that vibration of, I'm not good enough, I hope this works out, then there could be some other type of betrayal coming to her that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. We have to go to break, but before we go to break, can you answer quickly, like, do you counsel your, you know, women that have been betrayed, like we're talking about, to not, you know, step out there too quickly until it's cleared? Or do you suggest to, you know, get your feet wet again to kind of shake it off, you know, from a betrayal?
It depends on the person, but normally I have them work on themselves so that they don't, a lot of people just recreate their relationships over and over again.
Okay.
So the men look different, or if they're with a partner, the women look different, or their friends look different, but it's the same dynamic. So they've changed themselves.
Yeah. The lesson hasn't been learned. Okay, good, good. I'm glad you said that. We'll be right back after this.
The names you want to hear from?
Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan joins us.
The stories you care about.
The investigation focused on former Superintendent Richard Como.
This is the talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE.
There's a new epidemic in the United States. It kills between 40,000 and 90,000 Americans each year, according to the National Academy of Sciences. Can doctors and hospitals cure it? No. In fact, the medical community is the cause. The epidemic is called medical negligence. I'm Steve Karp from the Chester County law firm of Karp & Hart. My firm is one of only a few in Chester County which handles medical malpractice cases. I've been practicing in the field of medical malpractice law for over 30 years. If you or someone in your family have been a victim of medical negligence by a doctor or hospital, you might want to give us a call. There's no charge for us to review your medical records. A fee is paid only if we are successful in winning your case. My number is 610-430-2200. Ask for me, Steve Karp, or my partner, Peter Hart. That's 610-430-2200. And don't forget to join me and Peter every Tuesday at noon for Legal Talk right here on WCHE.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
This is the talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE.
All right, and we're back. And we're talking about healing the heart of betrayal. And what we're going to talk about right now is, what is the role of forgiveness in healing? And I really get jazzed up about this, so hopefully you girls can keep me a little grounded with this. But, you know, most
I like when you get jazzy. But
yeah, oh, do you? I know. Oh, this fires me up. Because most books about betrayal focus on forgiveness, on forgiving the offender and forgiving yourself. But, you know, I'm a little... I get concerned about that, because trying to forgive can distract you from the work that you need to do on yourself.
But you
right?
can't forgive unless you've done the work on yourself.
Well, that's my point. So mm-hmm. I know forgiveness is an action step. I get that. And Denise and I just, you know, during the break, she says, how do you know you're forgiven? And I said, it's because we, you know, stop telling that same story or that, what? How did I say it? I don't know.
The story doesn't even come up anymore.
The story doesn't even come up anymore. So
you're at peace with it.
Michelle, we want you to kind mm-hmm. of give us some steps in what you would do as a practitioner. What is the role of forgiveness in healing? Because I get that a lot. Well, how am I supposed to forgive and forget? And
well, I actually never really discuss forgiving, because it often comes up organically.
Okay.
So when people come in and they're having a conflict, regardless of their age, I don't actually say, okay, say your father walked out and, you know, he hasn't paid your mother child support, and you're 13 years old and you're suffering and you're angry. I never say, oh, but he's your father, you have to love and forgive him. I never say that. I think love is organic, and it cannot be told to do. It's an action and a behavior, and you can't make someone have it. And it's coming from a feeling. And I'm also very into a collective consciousness of, if you surround yourself with healing, good people, you will naturally start to take on that energy. So what I try to do with people when they're in a sense of betrayal, and I say a sense of betrayal because I don't want them to feel like they are living in betrayal. You know, it's a facet of their life, not their whole life. So if they're feeling like they're in betrayal, I never bring up forgiveness, but we talk about how we can make their life better in spite of what has happened. Now, we definitely go into all of the, you know, nuances of what has happened, but I don't drag it out a lot. And I tell them, I can make a lot of money by talking about this for a long time, but we don't need to do that. We could just talk about it, acknowledge it, and just put it on a shelf, like a safe container. I even have them create a beautiful container in their mind. Sometimes they color it. Sometimes we just talk about what the container will look like. My container is a genie bottle. So I tell them about that. And so I'll say, you know what? I have a genie bottle. And I actually have a genie bottle in my office, and I show them. And I'll say, this genie bottle is where I will mentally put things that I don't want to deal with right now or that I've dealt with, and I can shelf, because the genie bottle is literally on a shelf. And then that frees up all of me to do all of these other things and interact with other people in a very healthy way. And
I was just going to say, because for me, with my dad getting a divorce, you know, you feel as a child that you can forgive, because really, you can forgive your parents. I mean, I definitely you can. But then it was like, it was the mom role that was couldn't let it go. And then mm-hmm. you go right back into getting jazzed up all over again.
Well, one of the techniques that I use, and it's really a very helpful technique, and it's one that when you're caught in your own story and you're the ego, the victim of the betrayal.
The victim.
It's very, very hard, but it's very healing to look at it from the person who perpetrated the betrayal. The person,
oh, yeah.
You know, because what you think they're thinking and what you think they're doing, you know, they did not wake up that morning and say, all right, let me get them really good today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're so wrapped up in their own insecurities and their own lack of self-worth and their own disconnection that, you know, when you start to look from their point of view and you look at them from compassion and not the anger anymore, that's when the healing starts to begin. Mm-hmm. That they're not the super person that you thought they were, in a sense of they're human, and they're just mm-hmm. just like you're trying to figure out your life and you don't always get it right. Same thing is mm-hmm. happening from the other side, that they're doing the best they can. It may not be what you need, but it's all that they have to offer in that moment.
And that's forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's true forgiveness right there. When you can accept the person for who they are, and even their betrayal, even the hurt, becomes, you remember it, and you might have fleeting bits of pain now and then. And when I say pain, awareness.
Sure.
But when you're very indifferent to it, when it's not the epicenter of your actions and mind, and other things are. Like, you know, I raise butterflies. Like, I can easily go outside and think about raising butterflies and monarch butterflies and saving the world with my monarch butterflies, and I will not think about the betrayals in my life. And we all have them. But in the moment, of course, I'm going to be, you know, oh, I'm betrayed. The other thing is that with survival, especially when it comes to parents and children, we are born and wired to respect and trust our parents. So even when you have a conflict with your parent, even if there's been horrible abuse, there's still a level of you that is going to, on a survival basis, because at one point, they're holding you, they're in charge of feeding you, everything. So on some level, you will never be dismissed of that survival. And that's how we can always have some level of, we will make the story right in our mind sometimes of what they've done, but we'll still have anger for it. But that's okay, because they're just human, you know. And when you get older and you can separate a little bit and you can see, like, wow, I'm at the age now that my dad might have been. And, yeah, like, I'm so lucky that I learned from him and learned from that experience. And, you know, you can do those things. And that's where the beauty of working through anger is, because when you find something meaningful from the negative source, that actually kills the negative source. It becomes
Absolutely.
A light source.
And I think that not everyone is meant to be in our lives for the whole entire life. You know, people come in for different reasons. They're only supposed to be here for a certain amount of time. They come in, they teach the lesson, and they leave. And they teach the lesson in the best way that they can in that moment. You know, it may not be the way that you would teach that lesson, but it's the best way that they know how, when they're trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah, because I said in the beginning of the show, you feel the most deepest betrayal by the ones you've loved the most. And when you're loved the most by a parent or, you know, a sibling or you know, a spouse, when they betray you or you feel the betrayal, it's half of you was gone, it's so wounded deeply. I know I'm speaking from personal experience. I mean, I was, you know, sometimes I would idle, you know, I become, the past would become my master, where I just couldn't let things go. And all through my 20s, I really dealt with that strongly. And thank goodness for the great people that were put in my life to deal with it. Because in the Greek community, you don't get a divorce. You do not divorce in Greek. That is a double X. Yeah.
And I think this topic is a really good indicator of how important it is for self-empowerment. Because when you realize who you are and how loved you really are, and how much you really love yourself, you're not going to go looking for that from anyone else, whether it's a parent or a person coming into your life.
Yeah.
They're only going to be there to enhance what you already know. And I think that when we give that power to other people, that, you know, I need you to make me happy, whether it's a parent or whoever it is, and they don't live up to that, it's almost like, you know, you're setting yourself up for this setback. But when you know yourself and you know that all you need, you've had with the moment you were born, things start to change.
Yeah. Also, can I add that anyone who takes your power, so say you're in a situation where I hear a lot of women that'll say, I just gave him everything. I loved him with everything I had.
Yeah.
And I'll go, why? Why would you do that? You know? So when someone doesn't believe in themselves on any level and they don't have that self-value through sometimes their parenting, and they don't know that they don't have it until they've been hurt, it's only then that they can understand that the person that they've chosen who is taking that power is an emotional vampire. And someone who's loving and who wants the best for you will want you to be independent and have autonomy and privacy and to have your own sense of self, and they'll encourage that. They won't want to take anything more from you than what you're willing to give in a way that's healthy and balanced.
I was told that, and they told me I was codependent. That's what the guy said. You're codependent. I'm like, oh.
For being your own person? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yeah.
No, nothing like,
well,
being codependent on yourself. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. But
yeah, and, you know, like I said, everybody gets into it for different reasons, and some people don't heal.
And
you have to watch. So you have to make sure if somebody starts labeling you, that's not good.
Well,
so,
you know, and here is something that is really, really empowering. When you get to the point of being able to thank that person who betrayed you because it has now made you a more powerful person. than you ever would have become had you not gone through that.
Yeah.
That's when you know that.
All three of us just speaking right now, we have been through our own paths, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know that we would all three be speaking right now had we not had some of those paths. So anyone who's listening right now should be thinking the same thing. You know, like, wow, like, I might be being inspired right now or having a new idea, or maybe I'm hearing three women talking about something that I never thought about. And so when you have that situation, you have to be thankful, and you don't have to be, but it's good to be thankful if you can find it and have that gratitude, because wherever you are in your life right now, you're breathing, you know, and you are where you are.
Yep.
And you have this amazing life.
I think sometimes, and Michelle, you know, it's self-pity and victim, I think, takes over, you know, for me, just speaking from experience. It's sometimes difficult to break that habit of woe's me, I deserve better, why am I in this, I'm getting out. And Denise is the one that taught me, said, every time you say you have to do something or I'm trying, it's like I'm putting it right out in front of me, but yet I can never, bring it to me.
Yeah. I always tell people to speak in the moment. That's totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I am. When someone says, I really want to go back to college, I'll say, well, just do it. You know, like, it's, when you wish, here's what I love the law of attraction for many, many ways. In many aspects. But one thing about the law of attraction and the secret and all of those types of things that people have failed to understand is the action part. So you can't just sit in a corner, you know, in a little huddled, you know, child position, fetal position, sucking your thumb and go, I want to be powerful one day. I want to be powerful one day. You actually have to do it. You actually have to get out of the corner, stand up, bring your navel in, get your all chakras in alignment, and breathe, and just, like, get your prana going. And I always tell people, pretend your aura is, like, this amazing, like, lion, you know, and you're just filled with, like, this power and energy, and that'll make you stand differently. And, you know, I go back to your energy is science. You know, your heart doesn't stop beating just because it stopped beating. It stops beating because the energy stops. So when you think about your energy controls everything, and it's coming from your mind. So when you can change your mind, you can change your energy and how you feel.
Michelle, I hate to cut you off, but the sponsors have to get paid. We have to take a short break. we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Eric Franson on WCHE 1520, the liberal who talks conservative politics. Find out why that makes sense on my program, The Eric Franson Show. Fridays from 2 until 3, I cover politics, social issues, and every single week make sure that at the end of the show, I get in an arts and culture segment where I step away from politics and cover something else entirely. Every single Friday from 2 until 3, The Eric Franson Show. Tune in.
Heatherwood Retirement Community understands at different stages of life, residents may need different levels of care. That's why they have created a Continuum of Care campus. Live comfortably in spacious, independent living apartments and age in place. When personal care is needed, our dedicated, caring staff come right to you. Rehabilitation and skilled nursing are here on campus. Heatherwood's spacious apartments and cottages offer full kitchens, multiple closets, a private patio or balcony, and endless activities to live an active lifestyle. No more maintenance or housekeeping. No costly buy-ins. A simple month-to-month lease, and you can experience the good life. Love lives here. Call today for a tour at 610-273-9300 or visit heatherwoodretire.com.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
WCHE, Chester County's local news source that not only tells you what's happening, but is committed to telling you the behind-the-scenes reason why it's happening.
And, you know, know, we're speaking with Michelle Pava, and we're coming, wrapping it up to the end of the show, How to Heal the Heart from Betrayal. And, you know, it's the moment of choice of betrayal is healing doesn't wait for time. It awaits the decision to heal. This means you can become the healing journey right now, folks. In order to do this, you must make an important choice. You must decide, would you rather keep the hurt or welcome the healing? What do you have to add to that, Michelle?
I totally agree with that, and understand that your betrayal, your pain, your hurt is just one facet of who you are as a person and a spirit. So understand that there's a lot more of you that is filled with good, and there are so many people out there waiting for you to be in a different place so that you can interact with them on a better level. So meaning, if you're staying in your pain, you might be pushing away people that want to love rather than want to experience pain. So as you can kind of go through that, you're going to actually experience more love and more joy and inner peace, which is going to be healing, and it's going to bring you to a different place. It's got, this transition is meant to be, and to welcome it and to learn from it.
Yeah, how do you know when you're ready to welcome healing is an email that I got from one of my clients. How do you know when you're ready to welcome healing?
You know when you're paying attention to it. So the moment you give any amount of energy to it, that means you're filled with anger, but you put a rant up on Facebook. What you're really doing is you're asking for someone to pay attention and to listen to you. When you seek out someone, even if it's just for GI issues, if you're stressed out and you go to the doctor, a lot of times people that I know that are in the medical field will say, oh yeah, the people that come in, it's all stress. You know, they're saying that they have GI issues, but they'll tell me they're getting divorces or they're lost their job. It's stress. It's betrayal. And so the minute you say to your doctor, I have GI issues, it's probably stress. I'm getting a divorce. What you're really doing is you're saying, I'm on the road to healing now.
Yeah,
so
that's a good
the moment you acknowledge what's happening, you're actually there. You're starting that journey, and it's there's plenty of people to support you if you are there. So
yeah, because I wanted to tell our listeners, you know, you developed a female outreach for young Philadelphia region women in college and local single mm-hmm. mothers, as well as Chester County, mm-hmm. an outreach to help the community to experience the benefits of mindfulness based on stress reduction techniques. Can
mm-hmm.
you touch, you know, on that? What, you know, kind of tie it into the topic of what we're doing, what you developed? So I just think that's just fabulous, the work that you're doing, Michelle, in the area. And before we close, just, you know, tell everybody where you're at, because you have two locations, but go ahead, answer mm-hmm. the first, I'm being so bossy right now.
I'm all jazzed up.
You know, I just love this topic. I love the energy on the phone. You know, through you, I can't wait to meet you in person. I've heard so much about you. Tina Hearns is just over the moon about you.
Hi, Tina. I know she's listening.
She's driving home from the beach right now, so she's got some house sitting issues. But can you tell us? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, it actually started because I realized there wasn't a whole lot there. There wasn't much out there for my daughter. And actually, that started because Denise actually worked with my daughter. And I had a lot of people over to the house, and Denise was working with them at the house, and she worked with them over at another location. And I was like, wow, there's not a lot out there for someone my daughter's age. And then I realized financially, I don't take insurance, and a lot of people couldn't afford my fees, especially if they're in college. So I wanted to create something where single moms, especially, who are going through so much stress, and college girls. I mean, I was 20 years old when I was attacked, and I know that there's supposed to be organizations on campus and so forth, there's often not enough. And I wanted to make sure that women, young women, would have the opportunity to learn preventative techniques to learn how to lower their cortisol levels, handle stress, and just to get to that place where they're more empowered. So they have definitely discount rates, but if they can't even afford that, I don't care. It's not about making money. It's about, you know, going back to ancient times where women were in tribes and women helped each other and raised each other up. And
that's awesome.
And that energy was important.
Michelle, where can we find you? We have a minute here. Where can we find you?
MichellePava.com. I have an East Brandywine office, and I'm also in Eatrink Ohm in Westchester.
Folks, if you're listening and you want to be empowered, I have two fabulous women here, Denise Pavernick, personal sports trainer, and Michelle Pava here on our show, who has developed outreach for single moms as well as young women in college. And also, you know, Michelle, you also are into art therapy also, too. Is that correct?
I love it, yes.
Art therapy,
yes,
I'm yes. into that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. That's fun. That's art therapy is wonderful. Now, I'm not an art therapist, but I use art as a modality.
As a modality.
And I remember at that meeting we used that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And art is something where most people, in fact, even if you're chatty, you're not always expressing your inner world, because a lot of times you don't know your inner world. There's plenty of times that I don't know mine. But when you create artwork and when it's directed in a way that's therapeutic, all of a sudden your inner world comes out and you can really tell a lot about what someone's going through, where they've been, and where they want to go. So it's just a beautiful way to express and to heal.
Awesome. Thank you. What a great show. It went, didn't it fly by?
It flew by today.
Oh, my goodness, it flew by. Thank you.
It was great.
So awesome.
Talking to you again, Michelle.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I want to thank you both. This was, such an honor, and it was great to share that energy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And we'll be back next Monday, and our topic is transcending the ego. Kind of, a spinoff from this show. We're going to be talking about ways to transcend the ego. And remember, folks, be bright, be a star, be the shining light you are. Till we see you or meet you again, namaste.
Have a great week.